Realizaré una.
I will give a presentation of compliance with Peru's obligation to the Oslo Convention. Peru has been one of the first countries to accede to the initiative to eradicate cluster munitions. As a party and actively participating in the core group of Oslo with Norway, Austria, Ireland, Mexico, New Zealand, and the Holy See. The aim was to negotiate a treaty which would prohibit the use, development, production, transfer, storage, holding, and acquirement of cluster munitions to ensure the assistance and rehabilitation of survivors and the clearance of contaminated areas. The Convention on Cluster Munitions was signed in Oslo, Norway, on the 3rd of December of 2008. Peru was one of the signatory countries. Peru acceded to the Oslo Convention on the 26th of September 2012, and it entered into force for our country on the 1st of March 2013. The commitment was to destroy cluster bomb arsenals. What was the challenge that Peru faced and the assistance it obtained from the international community? Peru's challenge to comply with its obligations under Article 3 of the Oslo Convention, the storage and destruction of stockpiles, consisted in 2,021 cluster bombs and 8,445 bomblets of 6 kilograms. Peru requested cooperation and assistance from the international community to destroy stockpiles of cluster munitions. As part of the third meeting on political consultations held in March 2014 between the vice ministers of Peru and the Kingdom of Norway, they confirmed Norway's cooperation to the destruction of cluster munitions in Peru. Based on a recommendation from the Norwegian government, this support was channeled through the NGO Norwegian People's Aid. In September 2014, the first visit by the NPA was made to Peru, and 8 stages were established to develop the project. The first stage was the verification of infrastructure and operational capabilities together with the personnel. The second stage, conduct research and development on the destruction protocol of these weapons. The third was detailed planning, followed by a preparation and testing phase. The construction and logistics was next, then operator training. And in that stage, 22 military staff were trained. Also, the destruction of stocks took place, and lastly, reporting and project closure. Between 2017 and 2020, because of the intense rain that took part in the north of the country known as El Niño phenomenon, and because of the COVID-19 pandemic, there were some delays in the work done. And thus Peru was compelled to request an extension under the convention to carry out its obligations or comply with its obligations. The convention granted a 37-month extension. In other words, the new compliance date began in April 2024.
On 15 of December 2023, 4 months before the deadline to comply with the deadline established by the convention, Peru concluded with success the process of the destruction of cluster munitions, honoring its obligations under Article 3 of the Oslo Convention. 2,021 cluster munitions were destroyed and 4,446 6-kilo bomblets were destroyed. And this achievement was made thanks to the Peruvian Air Force and the cooperation extended by the Kingdom of Norway through the NGO Norwegian People's Aid and the Federal Republic of Germany. The cooperation of these two countries had a significant impact on the final result that was achieved by Peru. Now, the international projection of this success, well, for Peru, it was a historical achievement at the global level, since with the destruction of the cluster munitions, we destroyed the cluster munitions that the country had. The stockpiles of cluster munitions in all countries that are states parties to the Oslo Convention have been destroyed, reflecting the country's commitment to promoting peace and security at the national and international levels. The process for destruction of cluster munitions in Peru was a difficult one. It took quite a lot of time. A lot of military personnel representing the Ministry of Defense were involved, and the final achievement was made on the 15th of December of last year. Now, on the last slide, we can see the moment when the last arsenals that we possessed were destroyed.
Gracias.
Thank you.